Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
And on that note, as always, I'm joined by Ans van Rensburg, the clinic manager at Dis-Kim Baby City. Hello, Ans. How are you today?
Hi, Yolandi. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I am fantastic. We've been talking about how to organize our lives. And part of that, when you have small children, is obviously organizing like vaccinations and checkups with our children. So you guys have a big role to play in that.
Absolutely, yes. And we often find that parents feel very much disorganized when it comes to vaccination and when the vaccines need to be administered, when deworming or vitamins need to be given. And our clinics are always there to guide parents. If it's a question that needs to be asked on when the next vaccine is due, how much the vaccine will be, etc., our nurses are always there to help. And another point that's really important is the vaccination books that you get when you have given birth. Those books contain a wealth of information, especially the books that are issued by the government sector. They contain a lot of information on feeding, on deworming, on on giving vitamins, sleeping patterns, everything. So if you ever feel that you are a bit lost as a parent in terms of vaccination or any topic for that matter, you're welcome to visit one of our clinics and we'll gladly guide you through this journey.
No, I mean, that's wonderful. First question I have on that is that what is the opening hours of Dis-Kim clinics? Are you guys flexible? What's the timings?
So the majority of our stores, the majority of our clinics operate according to the store's operating hours. So most of our clinics open at 9 o'clock, some open at 8 and some on 8:30. But on our Dis-Kim website and Baby City website, all of our stores' operating hours are there, as well as the clinic's trading hours. Alternatively, anyone can contact our National Clinic Call Center if they need to know the exact operating hours of a specific clinic and if a clinic will be open on a certain day.
Ah, okay, great. So there is like lots of time that you can do, but do you think there's a preferred time to do it? Do you think it's better to get your child vaccinated in the mornings or in the afternoons?
So most parents actually prefer to vaccinate their children in the morning. Main reason being that if your child were to react a little bit to the vaccine, as most vaccines can cause a child, especially smaller children, to be a little bit croggy for a few hours, then by that evening, most of the post-vaccination effect have worn out. But it's nothing serious, nothing at all. It's the same as if you go for a flu vaccine. Your arm might be a little bit sore for a day or two, but nothing to be worried about per se. But so, yeah, most parents prefer to vaccinate in the morning, so that by the afternoon or late afternoon or early evening, most of those effects have worn out.
Yes, on that note, the flu vaccine is available at Dis-Kim Clinic, so I've already gotten mine. So you guys can all go out and get the flu vaccine. It is available at Dis-Kim, and I assume Baby City as well.
Yes.
How early can children get the flu vaccine?
So the flu vaccine is given to children from the age of 6 months. And then if a child is under 3 years old, they get two doses 6 months apart. So if a child is below 3 years and you want them to get the flu vaccine, you're always welcome to do that. But it will be two doses that they need to receive that we can always administer at any Dis-Kim or Baby City clinic.
That's great. Thank you so much, Ans, for joining me. As always, it was really great. Speak to you next week.
Thank you. Speak to you next week. Thanks, Yolandi.
Thanks. Bye.